Along the South Platte River, many farmers are struggling to get enough water to irrigate their crops. But other areas in Greeley and Sterling are being flooded by excessive underground aquifers connected to the same river.
Are these the only areas in the basin?
Reagan Wascom is director of the Colorado Water Institute, which hosted the event.
Is this the beginning of a trend towards higher groundwater levels? Are we at the end of something that just, was it a blip in time?
Wascom is working with dozens of scientists and aggregating data from as far back as the 1890s to find the answer. It's something that matters to farmers like Robert Sakata. He used to own and use wells connected to the South Platte. In the 70s, he and other junior water rights holders were required to replace the water they used.
We just felt like it wasn't economically viable for us as a vegetable farmer to do that. Our returns are usually between 0.5% to 1%, and so that additional cost we just couldn't justify. So we ended up unhooking the wells.
Fortunately for Sakata, he also owned surface water rights he could use to irrigate his crops. But other farmers weren't as lucky. The drought of 2002 and a subsequent state Supreme Court decision in 2006 resulted in thousands of wells being curtailed and about 400 being shut down completely.
And that's almost the analogy that I see in the state right now, is a sense to make sure that we're not injuring every single person along the way, we have to have an oversupply along the whole system.
It's just the nature of recharge. You put water in the ground, and you're subject to it coming back to the river and hoping it's going to be there in a time when you need it.
Joe Frank is with the Lower South Platte Water Conservancy District. He spoke of another reality. Some of his water rights owners aren't getting all the water they're entitled to.
You know, going into next year, if we continue this drought, we're going to see severe curtailment. So ultimately, to me, it still comes down to a water supply. We're just water short in this basin. We need to work together to develop that supply.
Public testimony reserved for the end of Tuesday's meeting ranged widely from suggestions to technical questions to this statement from Trevor Fitzler, son of a third-generation farmer.
One day in my life, I plan to take over my dad's farm, and when he hands me the keys and says, here you go, I don't want to be like, well, how do I keep the dust down? And, you know, how am I supposed to feed my kids, and how am I supposed to feed my family? And I'm mostly concerned for that and having more generations take on after me.
But president of the Big Thompson Platte River Ditch Company, Gene Kammerzell, says other factors should be taken into account than just farmers, like trees sucking up unmeasured amounts of water.
So I think it's unfair to be pointing the finger at wells and saying, this is why we don't have enough water to get around. That there are a number of other factors that need to be included within the study to address those things that could be done to maybe minimize the losses there.
Ultimately, the meeting raised a lot more questions than it answered.
Well, I think this was a good beginning.
Sean Conway is a commissioner in Weld County.
Everybody who spoke here today said the big problem is we are not taking advantage of our compacts to capture the necessary water that we are going to need as a state over the next 50 years, particularly this basin, for agriculture, for municipal use.
Conway is referring to the Northern Integrated Supply Project, or NISP, which would build two water storage reservoirs in the region. It became a hotly contested project in the area. Despite the intractable nature of these water debates, the Colorado Water Institute's Reagan Wascom says he's determined to make the South Platte River study meaningful.
So the 100-plus people in this room are not going to let me turn this into an academic exercise, even though I'm an academic. So we have to find solutions.
But as Wascom readily admits, it's one thing to identify ideas. It's another to enact them, especially in drought years. For KUNC, I'm Grace Hood.